We'll now move on to item number five on our agenda. This is PR 2021-5717, preliminary plat application SD 2021-162 and sidewalk waiver application 2021-310 for D.R. Horton, located on Oak Ridge between Universe and Tierras Creek Road. And I see Mr. Strozier. Are you surprising us? Okay. You don't look like Jeremy Schell, but
go ahead. Madam Chair, this is Jeremy Schell.
Oh, there's Jeremy Schell. Okay. Yeah, when you don't go on video, you don't pop up quite so easily on my tiles. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mr. Schell, and your address, and I'll sort you in.
Jeremy Schell, Respec, 5971 Jefferson Street, Northeast, Suite 101, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. And is Mr. Strozier part of your group here to speak today?
Consensus is involved, but I don't think Jim Strozier will be. I'm not planning for him to say anything. He may later on, and we can swear him in at that time. But
okay. Maybe we can flip a coin. We'll flip a coin and see if Mr. Strozier will speak or not. Okay. For now, we'll keep him just in a video, and we'll go to you, Mr. Schell, and go ahead and give us an update. I remember our discussion last week. Tell us where you're at today.
Sure. So this is Jeremy. First and foremost, I appreciate the DRB allowing us the 1 week deferral when it probably should have been longer to accommodate my client's needs. And so we have addressed as many of the comments as we could in that time frame. And so I stand ready to receive the updated comments from the DRB members.
Okay, thank you. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item five on Oak Ridge? Please raise your hand or press star 9 on audio. Okay, I'm not seeing anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Jeremy, I received your email yesterday regarding the sewer profiles. Basically, we're looking to make sure we're facilitating service to the track to the east, track 3. Looking at those, I'm not sure that we actually want to be, you know, using track 2 as the means for service. It seems like we'll be coming out of the ground with these lines. So we need to figure that out on our end. We currently have an availability statement issued that sort of showed connections over there. And I'm thinking potentially we need to update that assumption in terms of how we're getting service to track 3 that affects the lines installed on track 2, your project, and affects the infrastructure list. So I think we have the information you received. Thank you for that. It's very detailed and it does provide us what we need to make that determination. We are a little bit, you know, more into design than we normally are at this stage of DRB, but I think we need that in this case to make sure we're able to serve track 3 to these. So I think big picture, we need to resolve that. So I can't give you an answer on that today. The other items that are outstanding are the pro rata. So that amount was listed in the comments that does have to be paid prior to us approving the plat. So make sure your client's aware of that. And when they want to take care of that, that will be a requirement before we can do approval. There's some general comments provided on easements. We have no objection to the sidewalk waiver. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any.
This is Jeremy. No questions, but understood. And we'll continue to coordinate outside of DRB to get that sewer issue resolved.
Yeah. One more thing. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. Development agreement, I received your draft. The next hearing for that will be in September. So I expect to have that out of Utility Development's office by tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It goes for review with our legal. And then it gets put on the board agenda. Those are currently on a 2-month hearing agenda. So that we have to have that back and executed prior to approval at DRB. So I think we can resolve all these other comments, but that will be an outstanding item. And so typically on cases like this, where we're outside the service area requiring a development agreement, that becomes the holdup. So my intention is to have that out tomorrow. That'll go on the September board agenda for introduction. The October board agenda for the Water Authority will be the hearing where it would be adopted. It's taking us about a week plus a day. Those are Wednesday hearings. So in terms of, you know, final date when you can expect to have that back executed, if we had that Wednesday night hearing, it's usually the next Thursday that we get that back. So it would be probably a week or two after that for DRB coming back and getting approval. If that all makes sense, I'll have to elaborate if you need it, but that's where we're at in the development agreement. And that is something I didn't mention, but that is required prior to approval of the plat through DRB.
Understood.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec.
Steve, that's code enforcement.
I'm sorry. I thought that felt wrong. Code enforcement.
Charles Myers is code enforcement. No comments or objections.
All right. I was reading his mind, Ms. Sommerfeld. Okay, Ms. Sommerfeld.
Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. So we asked for a trail at Paseo del Norte, and it's identified on the infrastructure list as requested or required. So that's all we have for now. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ms. Armijo, hydrology. Hydrology will need to approve a grading and drainage plan prior to platting action by DRB. Hydrology did receive the submittal on July 29th, 2021. For DRB on August 25th, RESPEC was to revise the plat per DRB comments and revise the grading and drainage plan accordingly. Hydrology will not start the review till this revised G&D is submitted. Depending on the grading and drainage plan, drainage items will need to be placed on the infrastructure list. The grading and drainage plan will need to follow the latest trails units 1, 2, and 3 drainage master plan. And depending on the latest drainage analysis of the existing drainage system, a detention pond may be required.
This is Jeremy. Understood, Ernest, thank you.
All right, transportation.
Good morning, Gene Wolfenberger with transportation. Please list the minimum existing right-of-way width for Paseo del Norte and for the new Hammerhead. Show any proposed sidewalk for the new Hammerhead. Due to the new Hammerhead, a separate DRB application is requested for a waiver to the IDO to allow for the Hammerhead, if not providing a pedestrian connection per IDO requirements at this location. Also include this within the application as another waiver to the IDO requirements. On the infrastructure list for Procedure C agreement, show all lane widths in accordance with the exhibit provided from DMD that I sent the other week. Also indicate that these items are for a Procedure C agreement along Paseo del Norte. On the infrastructure list for Earthstone Lane at the tie into Oak Ridge, the correct roadway width and right-of-way width needs to be reflected. This portion of the road is not an access road and conveys traffic from the adjacent subdivision. Also, another minor comment is to add the driveway closure on Oak Ridge to the infrastructure list that's no longer being utilized. And although the infrastructure list reflects new 5-foot sidewalks within the subdivision, the cross sections provided also need to show that.
This is Jeremy. I don't have any questions or comments on any of your comments. One thing I wanted to mention was the right-of-way width for Paseo del Norte. That does vary with the way the right-of-way is on the north side of Paseo. And but there is, I believe the number off the top of my head is 156 feet of right-of-way required for Paseo del Norte. And there is a minimum of 156 provided along our frontage, but it does vary. So just so you are aware.
This is Gene with transportation. I'm aware that it varies. That's why I wanted the minimum width listed. That's all.
Ah, I gotcha. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Wolfenberger. And Mr. Schell, is there a change going on to the pedestrian connection to Paseo? Can you pull the plat back up, Mr. Rundbeck?
This is Jeremy. The one at the northwest corner is still there. What Gene's referring to is and that's the old plat document. But we added a stub street at the northeast corner. And so that's what Gene is referring to.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, we haven't seen that yet. So, okay. Is that a submittal that just went to Ms. Wolfenberger?
No, I updated the preliminary plat document to reflect the stub street with my resubmittal.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's possible that I accidentally included the old one, but that has been updated at this time to show a stub street at the northeast corner.
Okay.
Jay Rodenbeck, is this a more updated preliminary plat? In DMD, I did not see a supplemental submittal for this date. For this case.
I emailed it to PLNDRS on Friday before the deadline.
This is Jean with Transportation. I was doing my review off of what was in the PLNDRS or DMD. Excuse me.
All right. I just want to assure everyone that PLNDRS does work, and don't be afraid. That's where we want you to send your resubmittals. So, and I think we'll look for that. I don't think it's going to be earth shattering to what our comments are, especially if Ms. Wolfenberger's looked at it. But let's go to planning comments now.
This is Maggie Gould. So we updated our comments for this particular hearing, and I guess I also was going on what we had in the DMD drive. But just the block exhibit shows a length of 796 feet for the western side of Sidrio Loop. So please add a break in this block or apply for a waiver. Please see IDO section 66P3, review and decision criteria for the waiver. So I think that's really the only, unless I believe the chair had questions about pedestrian access, but I think that's the big outstanding planning comment.
This is Jeremy. Thank you, Maggie. Just let it stated, the way I interpret that and in the spirit of that 600-foot block requirement, my interpretation is that we meet that with that T intersection, and so that block does not exceed 600 feet. But I understand what you guys are saying. And then Jolene, Madam Chair, you had sent me an email in this regard to perhaps expand track G. Could you expand on that a little bit? It sounded like if we did that, maybe a waiver wouldn't be required or something along those lines. And actually, yeah. Before I finish, Jay, I just emailed you. There you go. Yeah, you got it up there now. So
this is Jay. Yeah, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I pulled this from our planner's email inbox. And I'll note, you didn't get it in by the deadline. You got it in by 2:45 p.m. on Friday, but you did get it in on Friday. So this is what it is.
I sent it. I think it was like 11:20 is when I sent it. So
this is Jay Rodenbeck. We got it. So yeah, here it is.
Yeah. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. This is Chair Wolfley. So just a few things as we're going through this. So going back to the block length that we're talking about, when we reviewed this with the ZEO, it was determined that it was block length. And so the block length is measured from track A to track G for that length, because that is the block length that is too long. In looking at this, we understand that you're matching pretty much the block to your west. And so it's just kind of a tricky predicament of how to best meet the intentions of that, which would be to break up the block so you don't have just really long blocks. And so I saw an opportunity perhaps that rather than taking out a lot in the middle of that block and putting some kind of landscaping amenity that wouldn't really have much function, that instead maybe some of that could be done adjacent to track G, and therefore actually a nice area could be created that was an amenity for the neighborhood and broke up that block and also enhanced the pedestrian way there. And so I just kind of wanted to float out to you in that email for your consideration in regard to that. Now, I think the question is, does this require a formal waiver or not? I think our preferred thing would be that that is part of maybe you're requesting a waiver and justifying it by doing this alternate treatment. I was a little bit leery about that, but Ms. Wolfenberger mentioned other waivers you might need to apply for. Is that correct, Ms. Wolfenberger?
This is Jean with transportation. So the IDO doesn't allow dead end streets, and that's what the waiver was for.
Okay. So I thought if you were in the business of doing waivers, this would be the preferred way to do it for the block length as well.
Sure. Understood. I can provide a waiver for that. And as far as track G goes, it is currently 20 feet wide minimum. And so there's plenty of space for a 5-foot sidewalk and some landscaping as it stands today. If we expanded that, if your desire would be that we widen that, it's just going to shift that block to the south, and we would be taking away area from track A, I guess, is what would be the result. And so go ahead.
What was your intention with track A?
No intention other than to landscape it, really.
Okay.
It would be an HOA tract.
Okay.
And it lines up nicely with the HOA tract to the west. And so, anyways, just for the
record. Okay. Oh, there is a tract right there as well. Okay. Yeah, I think we can have some discussion on what makes the most sense and then also be compliant with these IDO rules. Mr. Biazar.
Madam Chair, this is Shahab Biazar. These are going to be public streets, right?
This is Jeremy, that's correct.
So I might have missed it. So that stop street, so we have to make a justification for the stop street, but also for the width. Is that correct, Jean?
This is Jean with transportation. I don't have all the information on that. One of my comments from last time was just to make sure to meet DPM requirements on that sub street.
Okay. So okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you. That's all I had.
You reminded me, Mr. Biazar, I had one other comment on this as the chair, and the previous layout in that corner, the northeast corner, which is the bottom right on the screen, was similar to what is directly opposite there with the larger lots. And that was helping you with the requirement that the rear lot line shall avoid being on a collector arterial street. And so now we've increased the number of lots in that condition. So I'm wondering how important it is to you to have this new layout. I think I like the old one better. Or is that stub street intended to connect to another street in the future?
This is Jeremy. It certainly can. We provide right away all the way to our easternmost property line. But the reason that we changed that was because the Water Authority requested that we provide a water line stub as well as a sewer stub to the track 3 to the east.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that provided right away for us to be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I feel a need to just kind of process through some of these things, and we're not ready to go anywhere now in deciding on this. So let me just ask at the end, last time it seemed like your client was still trying to figure out if they were going to proceed with this parcel. So how does that go into a deferral request, I guess?
My gut and my understanding from the applicant is that they intend to move forward at this point, but there's still some due diligence that they need to clear up. Okay. And so I think based on all of the comments and namely the development agreement, I think that a 4-week deferral is appropriate in this case. That would allow us to get the remainder of these comments wrapped up with the exception of the development agreement, and with the idea being that we can meet at the top when the development agreement is ready to go and have all comments addressed at that time.
Okay, so did I understand you, you kind of want to check in, DRB check-in time before you would actually have your development agreement in place for an approval?
Correct.
Are we on the same page? Okay.
Correct. Yep. Just okay. Just to have as many comments as, yeah. Or if there's any new comments that we may need to address at that time, that we receive those and can get those addressed prior to, or want, get those addressed once the development agreement is approved and ready to go.
Okay. So September 29th is 4 weeks away.
That works for me.
Is there a motion to defer item 5 to September 29th?
Glenn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Glenn Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
I ask this code enforcement, I approve.
Cheryl Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenbarger, Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfleet, DRB chair approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to defer item 5, PR 2021-5717, preliminary plat 2021-162, and sidewalk waiver 2021-310 to September 29th.